Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Faster Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 26th of January, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the island, a background to the news, sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. But we're edging there. No new cases of COVID-19. And optimism and confidence from the COVID-19 media briefing on the way. The man accused of killing his mother will be back in court next month. Domestic pets can now be collected from Heysham. And how do you cope with COVID restrictions if you're homeless? All this on Lockdown 2, day number 20.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Alex Watton.
Faster Mai, there's been a plea from ministers for people not to let down their guards in the last week of the circuit breaker lockdown. Health Minister David Ashford was joined by Education Minister Dr. Alex Allinson at this afternoon's coronavirus media conference. It's as no new cases of COVID have been detected for the 8th day in a row, with no evidence of community spread for 14 days. A man will appear in court again next month, accused of killing his mother and trying to kill his father. 21-year-old James Price of Croft Park in Andreas appeared before High Bailiff Jane Hughes at Douglas Courthouse via a live video link from prison. And a blanket ban on transporting domestic animals to and from the Isle of Man has been lifted. Restrictions which were imposed when the island re-entered lockdown earlier this month have now been altered. Further afield, and the Prime Minister's promised the UK will learn lessons from the coronavirus pandemic after the number of deaths went above 100,000. Official government figures show a further 1,631 people have died within 28 days of a positive test. Earlier, the Office for National Statistics, which uses a different counted method, also reported the grim milestone had been hit. Meanwhile, passengers arriving in England from high-risk coronavirus hotspots could be made to quarantine in hotels. The move's been considered to limit the spread of new variants. Those are the headlines, news in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Alex, from the Rundlesway Met Office. Some strong winds dissipating as the evening goes on. It stopped raining, or it should have done anyway. Breezy with a fresh westerly. Tonight's going to be cloudy and dry, frost-free to down to 7 degrees. The mountain road is open. The matrix signs are showing fog on the mountain. For tomorrow, Wednesday, Jacrena, dry and cloudy start, then a light southeasterly will bring some rain from late afternoon. It's going to be heavy into the evening as the wind picks up. Daytime maximum 8 degrees, low through the night down to 5. And Thursday, Jordan, saying cloudy and wet with a moderate to fresh southeasterly up to 9 degrees. High water is 24 minutes past 10 tonight, low water 29 minutes to 5 tomorrow. Sunrise, 14 minutes past 8. High water is 29 minutes to 11. And by the way, have they turned the Christmas tree lights off on the wedding cake yet? It's not Christmas anymore.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
There's further optimism and confidence from ministers and public health that the island can come out of lockdown next Monday. Health and Social Care Minister David Ashford was joined by the Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart, at this afternoon's media conference.
The good news is that we have no new unexplained community cases in the last 14 days. And our contact tracing and testing arrangements give us confidence that we have now contained the transmission chains that were spreading out into the community. So this means that as long as we get no further unexpected and unexplained cases, we can release restrictions as planned on this coming Monday. We have to remember, though, that we still remain at risk from imported cases, which means that on island we're only as COVID safe as the last person arriving. Given the situation across, we still need to ask ourselves if our journey off island is essential. And if we do travel, we need to be rigorous in following self-isolation when we return. We all need to remain vigilant for symptoms and contact 111 immediately if we notice any. And we should all continue to practice the hand hygiene and respiratory hygiene that we've been following for the best part of a year now. So we're not out of the woods yet, and it's really up to the behaviour of all of us to make sure we stay COVID secure on Ireland.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ewart. Today marks the milestone of having reached 14 days without any identified community spread. Saturday saw the first phase of our transition back to normal, with a staged relaxation of the measures we put in place for our circuit breaker lockdown a few weeks ago. I would like to thank all of you out there for sticking to the rules, and we ask you to please do so for the remainder of the week to help us move forward to what we hope will be a removal of all restrictions next week if we continue on our current trajectory.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Good evening, it's 24 minutes before six. A man accused of killing his mother and trying to kill his father will appear in court again next month. Manx Radio's Ewan Gawne spoke to our court reporter Jason Roberts.
Well, James Price, who's 21 and lives in Croft Park in Andreas, appeared before High Bailiff Jane Hughes at Douglas Courthouse. This was via a live video link from the prison under coronavirus restrictions at the moment. Live appearances aren't being held in court. He appeared wearing glasses and a beard and an orange top and a face mask, which he removed to be heard clearly during the hearing. He's been charged with the murder of Jacqueline Price, his mother, and the attempted murder of David Price, his father, at the family home in Andreas on the 17th of January. He hasn't yet entered any pleas because he's still appearing in the lower court. Murder and attempted murder can only be heard in the Court of General Jail Delivery, so he'll eventually plead in that court. The court also heard today he hasn't yet instructed an advocate and was represented by duty advocate Kate Alexander. Now, at a previous hearing, that the court was told the emergency services were called just after 2 a.m. on the 17th of January, when Mr. Price's grandmother rang 999 to report an assault. Police officers went to the family home, where they were met by David Price, Mr. Price's father, who said his son had tried to strangle him with a towel. Now, they went upstairs and discovered Mr. Price's mother, Jacqueline Price, unconscious beneath a duvet. Ambulance staff obviously attended the address, but she was declared dead just before 2:30 a.m. that morning. So there was no application for bail today. Mr. Price was remanded in custody.
So what happens next in these proceedings?
Well, obviously, the case can't be heard in a summary court. Mr. Price has been remanded in custody, but you can only be remanded in custody for so long. You have to appear after a certain timescale in the summary court. And so he's next due to appear before High Bailiff Jane Hughes on the 23rd of February. A committal date, it should be said, has been set already. He's due to face committal proceedings to a Court of General Jail Delivery on the 16th of March.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bet McCrea left Heysham at 2:58 this afternoon. She's currently just arrived on the Lynx van in Douglas Harbour. We'll be discharging and recharging and off to Heysham at 7:45 this evening, arriving there about 11:30. And the overnight departure, 2:15 a.m, arriving in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
From today, non-island residents can apply for an exemption to the border restrictions if their visit is for compassionate reasons. The Ramsay MHK, Laurie Hooper, led the calls for change in Tynwald. He says testing and self-isolation rules should limit the risk posed by the visitors.
There is always a risk with everything. So every element of this, government's been very clear that the 14-day isolation period, testing, everything is there to mitigate that risk as far as reasonably possible. But at the end of the day, there is always a chance when you're dealing with something as unpredictable as coronavirus that someone is a slow incubator. Somebody does end up spreading it within a household and ending up past the 14 days in the community despite having received a number of negative tests. And I think all government can do is to make sure that the possibility of that happening is as small and is as remote as possible. And so for me, I'm quite reassured by the hard work that goes in on the ground, at the border, on the 111 line, on the helplines, that actually provides all this support and testing for people. Then that really is what's keeping us safe. And so from my perspective, yes, there is always going to be a risk with these kind of things. But when you're making any kind of decision that involves people, you have to start from the baseline of how would you feel if it was you? How would you feel if it was your family, if it was your relatives? And you have to take it right back to basics. The Isle of Man is a very caring, very compassionate, very community-oriented place. And I don't see any reason why we should be looking to change that because of the situation that we're in.
And there were some concerns as well about the cost of testing for people coming to the island for compassionate reasons. There will be three tests, £50 each. Would you have liked to have seen that waived for these travellers, or is it unreasonable to expect the taxpayer to foot the bill?
Personally, I think I'd be very supportive of a more nuanced kind of means-tested approach, actually, which says if you can afford to pay, we're asking you to pay. But if you can't afford to pay, maybe there should be some support in place. It is a bit more complicated then when you're talking about people who don't live on the Isle of Man, who aren't Manx taxpayers. And I suppose there is a much stronger case for saying, well, if you don't normally pay into the system, then maybe we should be asking you to contribute towards the cost of your test.
Manx Radio's business briefing.
It's 19 minutes before six. Conister Bank, part of the Manx Financial Group, recently announced record lending levels in 2010 with advances totaling £36.7 million, a 16% rise on the total amount lent in 2019. The growth in funding has been helped by Conister Bank's new online lending platform, which now processes almost half of its lending and is expected to increase to 70% by the end of this year. Conister Bank's the island's only bank to be accredited to both of the government's financial assistance schemes, the Isle of Man Disruption Loan Guarantee Agreement and the Coronavirus Business Working Capital Loan. The UK subsidiary of Conister Bank, Conister Finance and Leasing Limited, also hit its highest lending levels in 2020, advancing deals totaling £131 million, 7% up on 2019. The combined total means Conister, which is the island's only independent bank, and its subsidiary lent £167.2 million, 9% up on 2019. And what can the pandemic teach us? Well, the pandemic has exacted a terrible hell on human life and livelihoods. It's hard to see how anything could possibly be described as a positive come out of it. But the world's biggest money manager says there are some positives. BlackRock manages $8.7 trillion of savers' money, is probably the most influential financial firm in the world. And the boss, the chief exec of BlackRock, Larry Fink, in his annual letter to the bosses of all the companies in which that colossal sum is invested, says the pandemic could ultimately help in the fight against climate change. He said the pandemic's presented such an existential crisis, just a stark reminder of our fragility. It's driven us to confront the global threat of climate change.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed higher, ending two consecutive sessions of declines. The US dollar fell, oil ticked up, gold edged lower, and in corporate news, Reckitt Benckiser was in the red after saying late on Monday it'll withdraw a $1.4 billion claim against opioid addiction treatment maker Indivior. Rolls-Royce was down but well off earlier lows after the engine maker lowered its forecast for 2021 engine flying hours. And the numbers from Ramsay Crookall at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up 0.25% at 6,654. The DAX in Frankfurt closed down just over 1.75% at 13,870. In New York City, still at it, the industrial index, the Dow Jones, flat at 30,967. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index, flat at 13,640. And the S&P 500, you guessed it, flat in Chicago at 3,852. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1, 37.2 cents, and €1, 12.9 cents. And 20 South African rand, 73.9 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold flat or down 0.1% at $1,852 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 0.25% at $55.78.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
The weather is grim at the moment, but how much worse would things be if you don't have a home, if you're homeless and you have COVID restrictions to contend with? In the House of Keys this morning, Policy Minister Ray Harmer said lockdown had highlighted the issue.
All those that chose to use the facilities had their own bedroom and bathroom, and meals were provided to minimise the risk of transmission. For those who choose not to use the facilities, the night shelter continued to operate and the charity was supported by the department to do so. Now that we're in the second period of lockdown, but for a much shorter period of time, resuming facilities is not viable. However, the DHSC has secured a property for use by individuals with no fixed abode.
Would the Minister join with me on expressing regret that we still have housing and homelessness issues in the Isle of Man, but applauding the work that Kenrook, now Housing Matters, has done over 15 years alongside GRI.
How many properties are currently being utilised across the government stock for supporting emergency housing? And has the Minister done any work with the local authorities with regards to emergency housing and making properties available?
What we're trying to do is for the long term, and that will involve working with all those that have responded to the prior information notice on emergency housing and where that can be utilised.
Can I ask the Minister why this government does not have accurate data on the number of people that are considered homeless or sofa surfing on the Isle of Man at the moment, or in no fixed abode?
I think this is a personal view that perhaps homelessness hasn't fitted in any sort of statutory or within any sort of department specifically, and therefore issues like this and other issues regarding housing have not been treated in the round, and that's why it's absolutely critical that we move ahead with the National Housing Strategy.
Manx Radio Sport.
13 minutes before 6, Faster My, Ewan Gorn.
Faster My, League One side Wigan Athletic says it's pleased to announce that Manxman Adam Long has signed a new contract with the club. The former St George's player has made 17 appearances for the Latics this season and has now put pen to paper and committed his future to the club until the summer of 2023. After a spell on loan at Notts County last year, the 20-year-old defender made his senior squad debut with Wigan in September. The Greater Manchester side currently sit 22nd in the League One table, inside the relegation zone, but with more than half the season yet to play. You only have 6 days left to get yourself in the Early Bird 2021 Parish Walk entries. Those who do so before the 31st of January will get a discounted fee of £35 for entry. That price rises to £40 from the 1st of February, with the full £50 entry fee applied from the 1st of April until midnight on Sunday, the 16th of May. Registration can be done online. The link can be found at manxradio.com and on our sports pages. This year's Parish Walk is due to take place on the 16th of June. And though it may feel like a lifetime away at the moment, the Peel Viking Longboat Association has its eyes set on the summer. A date has been announced for the 2021 World Championship Viking Longboat Races on the body's Facebook page. The 400-metre sea sprint is due to be held on Saturday, the 12th of June, in Peel Harbour. It began in 1963. The race is one of the highlights of the Manx sporting calendar. More information can be found on the Viking Longboat Races Facebook page. Further afield, it's estimated the coronavirus pandemic will cost Europe's 20 richest football clubs over £1.7 billion by the end of the season. A reduction in broadcast and matchday revenue has already seen them lose around £976 million up to the end of the previous campaign. Manchester United, Liverpool, Manchester City, Chelsea and Tottenham are all in Deloitte's Football Money League top 10.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
11
Open
minutes.
Open as normal during this circuit break.
Thank you. Before 6 o'clock, the 10 to 5 patient transfer Loganair to Liverpool left 10 minutes late. Back this evening at 20 to 7. Mountain Road is open, just shrouded in fog at the moment, so do take care. On the road, Glen Elphin Road in Ramsey's parking suspended there for nearby construction. And there's been a landslip on Mackall Lighthouse Road, Port Cornet Road. Public right-of-way 512 is closed due to that landslip in the north. Cronk Road and Portsmouth Mary's closed for gas main replacement. Westlands in Peel closed for demolition, refurbishment and extension works. And Station Park in Colby closed for curb replacement and resurfacing. The phase closures for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure roll on in Peel. Remember, it's currently from the House of Manannan to the Boatyard. All the information on travel on the Isle of Man is at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Keyside Tyres use Xmist to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
Restrictions on transporting domestic animals to and from the Isle of Man have been lifted. They came into force when the island re-entered lockdown earlier this month. Does this signal a change in policy, or was it just miscommunication? Tessa Hawley.
The turnaround means those who need to travel to collect a pet from off-island can now do so, as long as they follow the re-entry procedures for returning residents. That's the period of self-isolation and or the regular COVID testing. The steam packet has confirmed that pets still can't be shipped to the island unaccompanied. The Environment, Food and Agriculture Minister is Geoffrey Boots.
From a DEFA perspective, where we are concerned with animal welfare, our policy has always been that pet transfers and pickups can take place, but we're only talking about animal welfare. The public health issues are public health and the Cabinet Office, and at times there appears to be some mismatch between the information that's been given out and how that's been interpreted. But we now have a policy statement on our website to clarify the situation, and I hope that will do away with some of the confusion that's been fairly evident over the last week or two. We've had conversations with the steam packet in the last 24 hours, and I think we are all now singing from the same hymn sheet.
Vicky Barris is due to collect a puppy in February and was one of those calling for the restrictions to be lifted. She says pets are important to many people.
Like everybody, we realise there's a pandemic on, but life does have to go on, and pets for a lot of people are part of their family. You know, I'm fortunate we have got family here anyway, but for some people their pet is their family, and if they can't get a pet, there's not that many breeders on island, and the breeds that they do are restricted, people have no option but to go off island. It's just the geographical location, isn't it? Especially for mental health as well. So it's really important.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Primary age children at the island's hubs will be going back to their normal schools later this week. It says the Education Department prepares for all schools to reopen on Monday if all goes to plan. Rhiann Evans from Manx Radio News spoke to the Education Minister, Dr. Alex Allenson.
This gives teachers and all the excellent support staff like the caterers, cleaners and caretakers time to get the schools ready for a full opening for all children on Monday. But the important thing is we've got to keep it together for this week. We want parents to keep their children home as much as possible so that we can give those hubs the breathing space to get things back to normal by Monday.
And why is this method not being used with secondary school pupils?
Well, all the secondary schools remained open to vulnerable children and those of key workers, so they don't have the same issues in terms of transitioning back. But what we need to do is to get those teachers, if they're necessary, to come in, prepare the classrooms, get the lesson plans ready for Monday so we can hit the ground running. And because of that, we're going to have to scale back the distance learning we've been doing over the last 3 weeks. We're asking students and parents to bear with us, to use Thursday and Friday to make sure they're up to date with all the tasks that were given to them, and to consolidate the learning they've done over the last couple of weeks while schools have been closed.
And have you had much feedback from parents and students who may be a little bit concerned that this move could be premature?
We haven't at the moment. We've been working extremely closely with the public health to make sure our schools are safe places, both to teach in and to be taught. We're going to be watching the health situation on the Isle of Man very closely over this week, but I'm confident that if the nation pulls together, does the right thing, stays at home, we can actually reap the benefits of this on Monday.
Are schools being advised to keep any COVID measures in place?
All schools will be extremely cautious to make sure that pupils who may have any COVID symptoms do not come to school, that they dial 111 and get tested. We're also going to be looking out for people who become ill while they're at school, and they'll obviously be treated in a different way and isolated from the rest of the school. And we have well-developed outbreak plans. We're not going to be asking pupils or staff to wear masks, although obviously if any of them want to do so for their own personal reasons, that's absolutely fine. And we'll ask other pupils to actually respect their decision.
That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton, producer Ewan Gordon. By the way, hello to our podcast audience listening anywhere in the world and at any time of day or night. Thanks for making Update the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. And by the way, if you know someone who you might think would enjoy a daily bulletin of news from the Isle of Man, tell them Update's available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. The details at manxradio.com. or the App Store. I'm Andy Wint. Next is Chris Kinley, and I'll be back tomorrow evening at 5:30. Stay safe. WINT